Just when you think we might have more than enough to worry about, something else appears. Super pigs. Researchers at the University of Saskatchewan's Canadian Wild Pig Research Project have told Field and Stream that these invasive hybrids of domestic pigs and European wild boars now roam over hundreds of thousands of square miles of central Canada. And they've begun to cross into the United States. I'm amazed, by the way, that algorithms pushed articles from Field and Stream to my news feed. Field and Stream is an online magazine for people who hike, hunt, fish, camp, and love the outdoors. Essentially, everyone but me. But I clicked and learned that these wild super pigs were bred by farmers to thrive in the extreme winters of the Canadian prairies. Large body animals survive the cold better and have better reproduction in those conditions. Dr. Ryan Brook of the Wild Pig Research Project told Field and Stream, whose site I have now bookmarked. But larger bodies and more prolific reproduction created new problems. Progress often does. The larger pigs began to meet, date, discover mutual interests, fall in love, and start families. I am perhaps being a touch romantic here. To quote the original Jurassic Park movie, life, finds a way. A population of wild super pigs began to swell. Inevitably, some of the pigs broke through their fencing. Now they prowl the prairies and they're hungry. Wild super pigs are not fussy eaters who ask, excuse me, chef, are these scallions or ramps? Wild hogs feed on anything, says Dr. Brook. They gobble up tons and tons of goslings and ducklings in the spring. They can take down a white-tailed deer, even an adult, not to mention the crop damage. Dr. Brook says it would be impossible to eradicate the super pigs, but researchers in the U.S. and Canada have begun a program they call Squeal on Pigs, which urges people to report any wild pig they may glimpse, say while walking the dog or outside the Denny's, and they have fixed GPS collars around some to track them back to their friends. Who's squealing now? Experts thought crossbreeding domestic pigs with wild boars would develop a hardy new stock, but now these super pigs range so freely and wreak so much mayhem it might remind us that bold new solutions to current problems often shine brightest on paper, on screen, or in a lab. Then they run smack into real life.